Chapter 52 Henry the Fourth of Bolingbroke. The Story of How Prince Hal Was Sent to Prison. Prince Hal was clever and brave, but he was so wild and fond of fun that he was called Madcap Hal. He spent a great deal of time with gay companions, and often got into mischief. One day a servant of Prince Hal, having done something wicked, was taken before the Lord Chief Justice Gascoigne to be tried and punished. When Prince Hal heard about it, he was very angry, and went at once to the courthouse. He strode up to where his servant was standing, and, turning to the officer beside him, "Take off those fetters," he said. "Let my man go free. How dare you arrest my servant?" "My lord prince," said Judge Gascoigne calmly, "your servant has broken the law, and must be punished by the law. If you wish to save him, you must go to the king your father and beg mercy from him. He can grant it if he thinks fit. Now I pray you leave the court, and allow me to deal as I think just with the prisoner." Prince Hal was very angry at being spoken to like this. He was so angry that he hardly knew what he was doing, and, springing forward, he struck the judge in the face. The people in the court were dumb with astonishment and fear. What would happen next, no one knew. The prince was in such a passion that they were afraid he might kill the judge. But Judge Gascoigne sat quite still and unmoved. "Sir," he said sternly to the prince, "remember that I am here in place of the king, your lord and father. In his name I charge you to give up your sword. For your contempt and disobedience I send you to prison. There you shall remain until the will of the king, your father, shall be known." At these calm, grave words the prince was ashamed. All his anger vanished, and, taking off his sword, he bowed humbly to the judge and went quietly to prison. As soon as the prince had gone, some of his servants ran to tell the king what had happened. They expected him to be very angry with the judge. But after hearing the story, the king sat silent for a few minutes. Then he said, "I thank God that he has given me a judge who does not fear to do justice, and a son who can obey the law." Towards the end of his troubled reign, Henry the Fourth was often ill, and although very unwilling to do so, he was obliged to allow Prince Hal to help in ruling the kingdom. Once, while the king was ill, Prince Hal came into his room, and finding him lying very still and quiet, thought that he was dead. The crown was beside the king's bed, and the prince lifted it, put it on his own head, and went away. But the king was not dead, and when he awoke and found that the crown was gone, he was greatly alarmed. He called to his nobles, who were in a room near. "Why have you left me alone? Someone has stolen the crown." The nobles came running to the king. "The prince was with you, my lord, while you slept," they said. "He must have taken the crown." "The prince took it," said the king. "Go, bring him here." When he was told that the king was not dead, Prince Hal returned at once. With tears in his eyes, he knelt beside his father's bed. "I never thought to hear you speak again," he said. And the king replied sadly, "Thy wish was, father, Henry, to that thought. I stay too long by thee. I weary thee. Dost thou so hunger for my empty chair that thou wilt needs invest thee with mine honors before thy hour is ripe? O foolish youth, thou seek'st the greatness that will overwhelm thee." "Oh, pardon me, my liege," said Prince Hal, weeping. And the king pardoned and blessed him before he died. "How I came by the crown, O God, forgive, and grant it may with thee in true peace live." End of chapter 52. Read by Kara Schallenberg, www.kray.org, on July 13, 2006, in Oceanside, California.